Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, thank you for making the call today.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Thank you for showing up because Dan Buck is on the DL.
I was just going to ask, where's Dan?
Dan is playing in this baseball league, right? I think maybe Glover was playing too and got injured. Dan dislocated his right shoulder last night.
Oh, my God.
And we got a picture from him in the ER at 1:30 this morning where they were finally able to get it back in place, but his right arm's in a sling, and he had to call today.
Do we know how he did it?
Nope. We do not know the story yet.
Okay. So
he's sleeping it off this morning.
I played Cardinals Fantasy Camp for 3 years. And this is 2016 to 18, I think, somewhere in there. And maybe 17 to 9, whatever. It was about 8 years ago.
Right.
And I'm 50 now. I was like 41. I remember because, yeah, I was 41 the first time I went. And even then, they said, do not be a hero. Do not try to sprint to first and run out of grounder. That's where you're going to get hurt. You know, you can dive for a ball, but just we want you to be healthy and enjoy this experience. And I took that to heart because even playing conservatively, and of course I'm trying to run and do all the things I can do, I was sore. And I remember that first day after we had a full day of camp, they said, if you need training, you better be on that first bus getting to the ballpark because the line to get in the training room is forever. But we had a guy tear his calf during warm-ups the first day of warm-ups, like just stretching and running. We had somebody blow out their hamstring running to first. We had all kinds of things happen. Someone had their tooth knocked out. I mean, baseball is, you know, can be a violent sport sometimes, but also when you're, you know, we're not 20 anymore.
I'm hoping, and I'm really hoping that this was like some kind of Pete Rose diving into home plate at the All-Star game, and that's how he did it.
Yeah, and I hope someone has a picture of it. I'm so sorry, Dan, that you had to go through that. That's tough, man.
I know.
That's tough. Those are no fun. No fun at all. And yeah, you're right. Glover got hurt too.
Pulled a hammy, I think.
I was told, yeah. Remember Gary Link did the Mizzou basketball games with me, and we were sitting there one time at dinner, and I said, you know, I was about to turn 40, and I said, the guys at the MAC want me to join the 40 and over basketball team. He goes, brother, don't do it. I'm like, why not, man? I'm like, I can still play hoops. I'm not bad. And he goes, don't do it. He goes, shoot hoops with your kids. He's like, you play in that thing, I guarantee you something's going to happen. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to tear your Achilles. He's like, you're not 20 anymore, brother. And I'm like, okay. I took that to heart, too. So, you know, take care of your body. But I'm sorry that happened to Dan.
Yeah, really I don't know if he'll be in tomorrow or not. He may need the weekend to recover from this. I've never had a dislocated shoulder, but I guess when it gets put back in place, the relief is immediate. So maybe he'll be back tomorrow.
I have a frayed labrum in my right shoulder, which means that I just feel a little bit of pain when I throw, but it's not that bad. I can't imagine a dislocation. That's horrible. My daughter played in her first high school softball game yesterday. She got popped in the face in practice by a ground ball. All she does is show up yesterday, first at bat ever as a varsity softball player. She's a freshman. First pitch she ever sees, boom, hits it into right field, base hit, drives in a run, RBI.
Nice.
I'm like, man.
Coach is going, yeah, that was a good decision.
I'm sitting there in the seats just with a big smile. I was FaceTiming the game to my older daughter at Miami of Ohio, so
right.
She got to see it live. Like, she was watching TV. I mean, it was really cool. So that was a neat moment too. Ambush that first pitch. Don't try to put that fastball past Audrey. She's ready to pounce on it. That was pretty cool.
I love that.
Cardinals won last night 5-1. Really nice to see those guys perform well, even though the season slipped away from them. I like the fact that they continue to play well and win series. Not a great baseball team by any stretch, but a team in development, and I hope the best for them. Matthew Liberatore is one of those you want to count on in the future. He pitched a great game yesterday, and the Cardinals won at 5-1. Yachty's back in the dugout starting Friday. He's going to be back in there with Ollie Marmol. I like this trend. I like this trend of seeing Yachty around the team. I'm not saying he's going to be part of the staff next year, but I like that he's around, and this is Ollie making it happen, by the way. Ollie texted not just me, but a lot of us last night to give us the scoop that he was going to be back. Ollie's the one who's kind of coordinating this. So it's great. It's great. And I hope that means Yachty's going to be around spring training and Yachty's going to be around the club a lot more, because you couldn't ask for a better person to bounce ideas off.
Didn't he still have a kid like in high school?
Yes.
And that was one of the things that he didn't want to leave home.
His son's a really good player. Okay. He moved.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To Austin, Texas. And Yachty is with his son and kind of guiding him along. Yachty's going to manage in the World Baseball Classic.
All right.
Coming up this spring for Puerto Rico. And yes, he's made no secret that he wants to be a big league manager at some point. So this is great for him. Now, be prepared for that he could end up being the manager of another team. By the way, Albert could too, because Albert wants to be a big league manager.
Really?
They can't all be manager of the Cardinals. So they'll always be Cardinals legends, but there's a chance you may see them in another uniform, which is, especially for Yachty, would be startling. We've seen Albert in an Angels uniform, Dodgers uniform. That would be, But anyway, having him in the dugout for this Giants series, I think, is really cool.
And we were joking, and I know they're both Giants of the game, but we were joking earlier about what we'd do if we won Powerball. And I'm like, well, I might not tell you, but there would be things you would notice, like I wouldn't be here, and I might own this radio station, and I'd probably live on an island in the Caribbean somewhere. But if I had that kind of money, like that Albert Pujols kind of money, or that Yadier Molina kind of money, I'd be happy to come back once a year and wave at people and just live my life. I don't know what the desire would be to ever work again.
I think it's just who they are. They want to be in the game. And they want to, it's just part of who they are. That makes them tick and it makes them go. They want to be part of baseball. They like being in the trenches. They miss the competition. I think one thing a lot of retired athletes and coaches, actually, because you see some coaches get back into it after they retire, is they miss that. They miss that waking up being nervous or waking up being anxious or the competition. And you see a lot of people like redirect it in another way. So they'll become really good golfers, for example, and they'll take people's money on the golf course because they just miss the competition.
You're talking about Michael Jordan now, aren't you? Yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Ozzie Smith.
Yeah.
Became a really good golfer. I mean, he's really, really good. But yeah, that happens a lot. I've always wondered about Nick Saban. I watched Saban on College Game Day and he's good at it. He's really good at it, but boy, I wonder what goes on in his head. I know why he got out. I think he was tired of what was going on. But now that maybe there's a little more, we're starting to get maybe some more guardrails on it, I wonder if somebody will talk Saban into giving it one more go.
Maybe.
Because you just miss it. You just miss the waking up in the morning, and we've got a game today.
I would miss doing this for a living. Maybe I'd get bored and want to come back to it. I don't know.
I think I
would. Are you on a time delay?
Yeah, I got to run.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
What's your speculation on Mizzou and Kansas?
I think Mizzou wins it, but I think it's potentially could be close. Kansas is not bad. I mean, I'd love to see Mizzou blow them out. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'll tell you this. That place will be hyped.
I had the chance to go, but I chose to go to my granddaughter's birthday party.
Good
I just
for
want
you,
to
buddy.
Point that out.
Good
Take
for you, man. That's good. That's a great move by you. There will be more. There will be more games.
I know.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tommy. All right. Thank you.
See ya.
Appreciate that. Tom Ackerman there. And that's – I don't know. I've heard so many people who've just plain out retired, not because they hit the lottery. They've just retired. And then some of them get bored because – they're retired and they don't have that sense of purpose anymore. When you wake up each morning, you don't have to be somewhere. You don't have to do something. At the very least, I would want to take a hiatus. Don't you think?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like a year, maybe 12 months, and then decide what you're going to do next. Cause then you have the luxury of working wherever you want. And the amount of money they're paying you doesn't matter. Like if you wanted to go live in Missoula, Montana and work at the little, crappy radio station there, you could do that because they're not going to pay you much to begin with, so it really wouldn't. You'd have enough money that it wouldn't matter at that point. So, that's something to dream about for sure.
But my mother-in-law had that problem. She didn't when she retired. She was scared of retiring, but then she found golf.
Oh,
so
yeah,
she plays golf like multiple times
Does
a week now.
Whip your butt at golf?
She's really good.
Wow,
I'm not joking. She's in multiple leagues.
Good for her.
yeah,
that's good. I could see something like that. I would have to get a lot better at it though. In order for me to do it regularly. Woo, that's the truth. All right, coming up, we will get to In Other News. Ethan and I are going to handle that for you today. Next hour, we will talk to Hayden Padgett. Hayden is with the Young Republican National Federation. He's the chairman of it right now, anxious to get his thoughts on a bunch of stuff going on, not the least of which these appeals court hearings blocking Trump once again. They learned nothing from the last round. The activist judges are at it again. We'll get to that at about 7:20. Stay tuned.